There's a lot of talk all over the internet these days about the remarkable benefits of carbon 60, and baby boomers are especially excited about it. Whatever generation you're in, if you want more energy, better health, and a boost in vitality, we invite you to try Gresca's Carbon 60, a stunning development in free radical destruction. Being much smaller in size than conventional antioxidants derived from fruits and vegetables, it is far more bioavailable to quickly mend the toxin-crippled cells in your body. Gresca's Carbon 60 is the only C60 product that is made without the use of undesirable solvents. The only one. Gresca's Carbon 60 was developed by a brilliant NASA carbon scientist, and 95% report positive results from this Nobel Prize-winning technology in just 4 days. Visit C-60.com. That's C-60.com or call 720-600-6040. Okay, we are back. How many programs do you get to hear Beethoven on? Count those on one finger. Okay, we are reading real accounts from real people who have lost loved ones. And they've lost them in large from the shots. Some people had CJD before the shots were rolled out and so forth. But generally speaking, there has been an enormous upswing in the number of fatalities from prion disease in the brain. Fact. Where are we? Number six?
Number six. Did we do number six? We're on to number seven.
Number seven. I'll do number seven and you can finish. My dad's onset was within 4 weeks of getting his booster. See why I don't like number four? No neurologist would even consider it, but I'm not convinced it didn't cause it. See, people's suspicions are there. How can you miss it? Here's somebody perfectly healthy. They get the shot, then they get this horrific fatal illness in a matter of weeks. 4 weeks. And we have records now that there have been studies done showing people developing clinically certifiable CJD, was it one of them, was 1 day after the shots?
Yeah, within 1 day. The average onset was 11 days for this group that was tracked.
God, unbelievable. Person adds to that first comment, totally agree. My husband was totally healthy. He ran marathons. He didn't get sick. He was full of life. His symptoms began shortly after the second dose of Moderna. Next comment. I know of 3 stories just within my area where I live of people after receiving the vax getting symptoms and being diagnosed with CJD. Another one. There is not enough information here. The mechanics where an error could or would have to occur. All they say about it is that some half-assed, well, it could happen. Statistically, most people are getting boosters every 6 months. Is that true? Are they giving boosters every 6 months now to people? And they're taking them?
I don't know. Probably depends on where you are, how hard they're pushing them.
Yeah. All right. Statistically, most people are getting boosters every 6 months, says this entry, and people are also getting CJD, but that doesn't make it casual or causal. Lastly, the idea that it's a faster form is nonsense. How can this person say that? Read just the anecdotal stories on this site. Well, most cases go from onset to death in a matter of weeks. There could be a relationship, but this article is pure speculation. Well, good luck. Okay, you finish.
To that, someone says, unfortunately, this isn't the only article out there. There are so many more. So now they're going to go back and forth. He says to her, I just met with a top CJD specialist in the country who is both a neurologist and leads a team of researchers at UCSF. Currently the only group of scientists with an upcoming trial regarding CJD, and he said any correlation is bollocks. Also, look at 1 million Americans have died from COVID, and what, we lose 200 a year from CJD? My brother, who was 5 feet away from me dying, was happy to take the risk of getting a vaccine. He knew overall it would save more lives, even if it was personally, if he was personally taking a risk, which again, no evidence of that. I think it's fine to question, but to come out and say you know for sure this is why your loved one is ill is just not based on proof. Wait for the actual scientists to do their work. We aren't qualified to have an opinion about it. Again, sorry about your loss. It's awful on everyone here.
You know, that's called denial, and I understand it. Okay, she's sitting right next to her brother who's 5 feet away from her dying. She doesn't want to think that scientists and doctors would do anything ill. All right? Nothing bad. Well, who created this crap? Who created COVID and the injections, the kill shots? Where do they come from? Scientists and doctors. Go ahead.
All right. To that, this first woman says, ignorance has ignorance gone to seed. That's what my mother would call some of the people, some of you people, if the COVID vaccine wouldn't have killed her. You aren't worth my time anymore.
See?
Okay, so let's see. Another one says, this is what took my dad from me. Absolutely fine until he had the jab.
Well, how many times have we heard that? Too many. Too many. It's constant.
All of these comments were probably in the span of 2 hours. I mean, it just, you know, that article posted on from Children's Health Defense, I mean, it just brought people out of the woodwork. And I think, you know, prior to that, they're afraid to talk about it. They've been shamed and told that, you know, it's all in their head.
Right. Well, without social media, we wouldn't know about even this. So
no,
I guess
I know.
There's something good to be said about social media, at least in this case, of trying to inform the world about what's really going on among the rank and file who use these services. All right, there's one more here. COVID vaccine side effects. This is Canada. And it starts out with a big paralyzed in red ink or whatever. My ex-husband's parents were in emergency for 12 hours yesterday, 1 p.m. to 1:30 a.m. They were sent there by a family physician as his father felt strange. He went to get out of bed and was paralyzed in his legs. His eyes were strained, watering, and he was feeling strange all over. Triple vaxxed and a flu shot. Remember we warned you about flu vax. He was scheduled to go for a CAT scan to see what was going on 6 hours after waiting in the loaded waiting room. Another 6 hours later, no CAT scan, and they sent him home, telling him he's totally fine. What the hell is that? He obviously still doesn't feel any better, is very concerned, and the health system totally let him, his wife, and family down. Now I worry about him. At 78, he still played soccer and active. He's in desperate need of proper medical attention and has been left to his own demise. Wow.
Incredible. Well, then they'll offer him what? Euthanasia, right? Accelerated exit from...
they call it comfort care.
That's right.
Paralyzed, huh? Can't talk anymore, eh? Can't see either. Well, we'll give you comfort care and the best we can do. I ran into a woman doctor today and hadn't seen her in a long time. Just talking to her briefly, and she said that She was a you go on walks with her dogs, miles long walks with the dogs and her husband. And she's told me that she's been going to the hospital every day, all day, when she's not working. Why? Well, my husband had a stroke.
Oh, wow.
He can't move his left side. I said, that's your walking partner. She said, yes. No more walking. Three shots. Goodbye. So, we'll never run out of material. You know, 200 million Americans may end up dying here in the next two and a half years. We don't know. We hope not, but it's not looking like any other outcome is really in the cards. This stuff is all over the place. And remember, social media doesn't include everybody. I don't know what percentage of people.
Oh, no, this is the tip of the iceberg.
Is it 1%, maybe? Anyway.
Maybe.
And what are these young people dying from here? Healthy young people are dying suddenly and unexpectedly from a mysterious syndrome. That's what I mentioned earlier, SADS. But they're not saying what it is. They're just saying they're found dead. So, I don't know.
Well, they're claiming they don't know. It's mysterious, but...
yeah.
You know, the hearts, one of the things that is happening is something called a channelopathy, where the ion channels are blocked or they're not functioning the right way. So these nerves in the heart don't get the right impulses at the right time, and consequently the heart doesn't beat the way
just,
it should.
It loses
and it might
it.
Not beat at all.
I think that's exactly what happens. I think the electronic impulses get so crisscrossed that the heart will just stop.
Right.
And these are probably caused by plaques.
Yeah, blockages in those ion channels.
Yep.
Yep.
The story says, whatever could it be? The Daily Mail. People aged under 40 are being urged to have their hearts checked because they may potentially be at risk of sudden adult death syndrome. The syndrome known as SADS has been fatal for all kinds of people, regardless of whether they maintain a fit and healthy lifestyle or not. SADS is an umbrella term to describe unexpected deaths in young people, most commonly occurring in people under the age of 40. The U.S.-based SADS Foundation has said that over half of the 4,000 annual SADS deaths of children, teens, and young adults have one of the top two warning signs present. Those signs include a family history of a SADS diagnosis or sudden unexplained death of a family member, and seizure, or I can't, some one of these stupid pop-up things came got in my way, and seizure during exercise or when excited or startled. Startled. So if you get excited or startled, you drop over dead? Don't get excited out there, anybody. Stay cool. Chill. Isn't that what they say? Chill? I don't know. Okay, next up.
I've got a couple of myocarditis, pericarditis things here.
Good. Go to it.
Let's see. This is really interesting because the pericarditis, myocarditis, doesn't always come on immediately. In this case, it was several months before symptoms manifested.
Is kids on heart meds?
No, I've got a different one there. I don't think I included
okay.
this.
Good. Go ahead.
Okay. I wanted to do a quick summary about my experience. I got pericarditis, which wasn't diagnosed right away, a few days after the vaccine. I was in the best shape of my life, vegan diet, hiking every week, no underlying conditions. I am, however, a cancer survivor, lymphoma at the age of 14. I ended up a few weeks later at the hospital with a pericardial infusion and needed a surgery for drain. My heart went into shock twice while at the hospital and needed to be stopped and restarted. This was January 2021. I still continue to get flare-ups of pericarditis. I was put on colchicine and ibuprofen. I recently stopped taking colchicine because I got toxicity from it. My stomach was getting really sick. I take high doses of turmeric, magnesium, and lots of letter vitamins. In other words, vitamins A, B, A, C, D, E. I eat a whole food vegan diet. I drink only water, no caffeine or alcohol. I only walk and do yoga for exercise. Anything more, like more intense, like HIIT, high intensity interval training, or even lifting things too heavy, or anything that increases my heartbeat too much, seems to trigger a flare-up. I'm going to try a naturopathic physician this Friday. I also go to a shamanic healer who helps relieve my flare-ups with Reiki, sound healing therapy, crystals, and other alternative modalities. My pericarditis has caused some damage to some of my valves, but otherwise I think my heart is doing well, and my last echocardiogram shows signs of improvement, and I am also exempt from any future vaccine. I think that, somebody trying to put a positive spin on a really bleak situation. I mean, this is tragic.
Oh, it's terrible. What's the average life expectancy after you've been hit with pericarditis or myocarditis in 5 years?
5 years, 50% will have died. And then somebody says to that, I'm so sorry you're going through that. Just an FYI, the combination of turmeric and colchicine might be why you started getting colchicine toxicity, as both are metabolized by the P450 CYP34A enzyme. Okay. They just go back and forth about their medications. But there's one other one here. This is myocarditis. Again, it appears to be a young person. I'm new here and came because I've been experiencing many of the symptoms a lot of you describe. Chest pain, palpitations, elevated heart rate. My husband and I recently decided to start walking again. I felt pain, but it subsided not long after we began. However, yesterday we went for a walk, and the pain just would not stop. I am absolutely frustrated. I feel like I've been duped, and I'm angry. 2 doses of Pfizer, only had mild COVID-like symptoms. I've got an appointment scheduled with my doctor to hopefully get some answers. Until then, I'll be taking ibuprofen and trying really hard to rest. Someone asks her, how long has it been since you got your vaccine? She says, we received the second dose in September 2021. And he says to her, that's a long time ago. You just started having symptoms now? And she says, well, truthfully, I don't know. I unfortunately tend to ignore pains and aches and just try to push through. I know that sounds terrible, but it is what it is. So, yeah, some of these symptoms may not manifest immediately. You know, it may be weeks to months before you recognize that there's been some damage.
Pretty hard to ignore a pain in your heart, but maybe she did.
You know, if we remember what Robert Malone said recently, in the past 2 weeks, he said that everybody that has gotten these shots, whether they're symptomatic or not, has had some degree of heart damage.
That's what he said. St. Robert, he's right out there in front.
Oh, yeah.
Leading the way. Wow. See, there's a lot of denial out there. That's human nature. So you all are hearing a lot of psychology here that we're all familiar with. It's denial. And I understand it. Okay, what's next? We got a whole lot of stuff.
Your choice.
I happen to like. We can do shedding and then jump into the cancer and you got a lot of stuff. What do you want to do?
Oh, how about kids on heart meds?
Good call. Okay. My nephew, age 11, told me 3 of his friends are now taking heart medication after their second shot. 11-year-old kids on heart meds. And yet, if you say this to some people, they call you a liar or a conspiracy theorist. My good friend wants to travel by the end of the year, who is now juiced, shot up. One of her children, like herself, will need to get doses to travel. She is willing to risk it for the sake of traveling. Love those airplanes. And getting together with her family, as it's a few of her family members that are traveling. Her daughter is hearing impaired, and she is going to try and get her exempted. She's going to get shed upon. She is. The whole family will get up together and just exhale. I don't think she will be successful at that, but I might be wrong. I'm afraid she will give in and get herself and her daughter shot up. She has an illness herself, and she will probably not do well at all with any new drug, never mind this vax. I have tried to warn her. I even told her about the story of my mother's something. All right, there's one. Three 11-year-old kids on heart medication. They've all had peri or myo, and they're all in real trouble already.
Can you imagine?
No, I can't. See, the war on children and the government, no, excuse me, those gangsters have okayed all American children under the age of five to have three of these kill shots. Now, as a parent, knowing what you all know, I would be willing to bet that none of you would stand for that. But these people who stare at MSNBC, right, CNBC, CNN, they don't know. They're idiots because they have been made into idiots by the constant flow of lies and deceit. So I pity them. It's not an arrogant statement. I don't know how else to feel. They've been conned, lied to, tricked into an early grave. Okay, there's another one here. Go ahead.
Let's see. That was the last.
No, number
the
two.
Last
on
comment. Okay. That's a continuation.
Okay, good.
And then it finishes up. Someone says, "My ex has been told to get his affairs in order. His heart is shot. Extremely healthy man. Most seem in denial."
See, I mean, even the people on these forums understand that denial is common. Have you run across any real raging arguments?
No, I think people come into these groups to not feel alone, and you know, it becomes a sanctuary of sorts.
Well, that's true, and I did want to make mention of that tonight as well. There are an awful lot of people in this country and around the world who have been shot up, who, as we have made quite clear, don't feel well anymore because they've got what? They've got all kinds of things.
Any number of things. They could have.
I don't want to nail it down, but.
The fatigue is one thing. Now, whether that has something to do with the mitochondria, you know, the spike protein can damage the mitochondria, so you're not making energy. The amyloidosis. Fatigue is also a big feature of amyloidosis.
People don't know. They don't know the word amyloidosis. They don't hear it.
No,
doctors don't use it.
It's supposed to be rare.
I mentioned that doctor I saw today. I said, "Did your husband get vaxxed?" And she said, "Yeah, three shots." Mm-hmm. And I said, "You know, there's a lot of information out there." I said, "You know, I could send you a couple of radio programs." No, thank you. I'm going to hear it.
No.
So her husband is lying there now, paralyzed. He's gone. He's going to get worse. And they're there around the clock, the two daughters and the female mother doctor. And she's lost her best friend and walking partner. Because these goddamn shots.
Tragic. Was she willing to consider that possibility?
No. Nope. Didn't want to go there. I saw her about a year ago, I forget where, and I mentioned that, you know, there's a lot of information. In fact, you and I were already doing this 6 months here, that you might want to consider. No, it's okay. Thank you, though. So they don't want to hear.
No, they can't. It's cognitive dissonance. They can't, you know.
True. It's exactly
it would shake
what
them to the core to really entertain what's actually going on here.
You're correct. They couldn't face it. It would be too much. You're going to see a lot of suicides. That's a cliched statement. You're not going to see a lot of suicides. We are going to hear about suicides, but not from the mainstream media ghouls. It'll be from word of mouth, from social media platforms like this one. And I don't know if there's one up for suicides, post-injection suicides, but there should be, because that's going to happen.
Yeah, particularly if people, you know, don't have any way of overcoming these really debilitating injuries.
And they don't. No.
What they're having to endure, they're just misery.
You wonder about the human spirit. You really do. And how tough it is sometimes. And I don't know. I think a lot of people are just going to choose to get out.
Well, I think that's why Canada has now legalized this option.
Yeah.
Fast checkout.
Yes. All right. You want to do this big shedding thing? Go ahead and dive into that.
I was going to do, let's see.
What do you want to do?
This one was really appalling. I've called it surgery and shots.
Okay, wait a minute. Let me find it. Blisters? Brain bleed? There it is. Got it. Go ahead.
Okay. Someone starts off, has anyone experienced or know of anyone who became severely anemic from the shot, specifically the fourth? I have a good friend who is dangerously anemic right now. And to that someone says, my sister ended up with acute leukemia and extremely anemic. Dad, within a week of diagnosis, died. The initial poster replies, oh no, I'm very concerned for her. Double lung transplant recipient from April 2021. She recovered amazingly well, was forced by the transplant team to get the shots. Two before the surgery. The fourth one did her in. She ended up with COVID 4 days later. Oh, it gets worse. She ended up with COVID 4 days later, last month, and ambulanced to the hospital. They gave her 2 doses of remdesivir.
Oh, no.
this is amazing. She recovered somewhat, thank you, God, and was never told she was severely anemic or that she now has kidney issues. Both were diagnosed before they released her. She has been slowly going downhill with being so very weak. Can hardly eat because everything tastes like metal. Her GP did a follow-up 2 days ago and is furious with them giving her the fourth shot. She is now trying to figure out what's going on and how to help. To top it off, her transplant doctor and nurse called to tell her to get the fifth and sixth shot 1 hour apart.
No. You got to be kidding me. This can't be real. 1 hour apart, fifth and sixth shot, 1 hour apart. Oh, she might as well put a Smith & Wesson to her head and pull the trigger.
This is unbelievable. They told her about the, quote, possible serious side effects and were pushing and pushing her. They got quite annoyed with her when she stood her ground. This is infuriating. They must be getting a kickback from pharmaceutical companies. And someone says, I bet they get lots of money for everyone they kill.
All true.
This is just appalling. Absolutely appalling.
Pfizer's made well over $100 billion.
But how could this possibly have anything to do with health?
I can't believe what you just read. I really can't. That's too much. Remdesivir, six shots. Oh.
Within an hour, I come on. Two shots within a fifth and sixth booster within an hour of each other. So it appears she was able to hold them off, but...
they got the remdesivir in her and killed her kidneys.
I mean, this is... she survived a transplant despite being shot twice. Shot up twice. And then withstood the remdesivir.
No, shot works just fine. Not swell.
God. This is it's incredible.
All right. Next. Stroke?
No.
I don't know.
Sure.
All right. Stroke. COVID vaccine side effects. I have a friend who has been jabbed, and he cannot talk, and it takes forever for him to eat a meal. He states that it's like having marbles in his mouth. He does not want to go to the hospital. Has anyone else experienced this, and if so, what would the ailment be called and possible treatment? Thank you for this group. And she wrote under it, stroke? ? And someone answered, unfortunately, it may be best that he does go to the hospital, as he may very much benefit from an MRI, CAT, and ECG. It could be a number of things, such as stroke, MS, Bell's palsy, etc. These are a litany of the same things we keep hearing forever.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
God. Oh. I'm sorry. 5 and 6 in 1 hour?
I know. It's ridiculous.
I don't mean to laugh. It's so grim. What are you going to do?
I know. It's reality is stranger than fiction right now.
All right, here's a remdesivir. What do you want to do? Do the remdesivir.
Okay. If I can open it. All right. This is not a question about the vaccine. My questions pertain to a COVID drug they use that begins with the letter R. They gave my mom the R drug at the hospital. She's now passed away. Prior to having it, she seemed like she would make a full recovery. After it, her organs were affected. Does anyone else have stories like this? And the first reply is, right now, the Kamloops Hospital is treating everyone with the R drug. It's a killer, worse than COVID.
Yeah, it is. Yeah, it is. I talked to someone else. And I just can't remember. It was a friend of that person who went in the hospital and said, no remdesivir. And they gave it to him anyway. So you got to have an advocate. But if you go in there and you get a phony PCR test result that says you have COVID and you don't, and in most cases you don't, they won't let anyone come in and see you.
That's right.
So who's going to advocate for you? All right, what we're doing, if you just tuned in, is a survey of just some of the horrors being perpetrated on people by the alleged professional medical industry, and the AMA, and whatever other industries involved. All right, what's next?
Let's do cancers. Vision.
Vision?
How about vision?
Where is it? Vision. Must be down low. Hold on. Got it. All right. 404.
Ready?
Cute. Do you have 404?
No.
No, I got 404 on all three of them. That's because somebody didn't put them in there right. I can fix it. Here, I can fix it. Let me fix this real quick. Put that together there, and that, and one more there, and then close up the gap. Let's see if it works. Yeah, 404. Go right ahead.
Okay. Looking to find out if anyone else experienced change in eyesight or cataracts after the jab. Both my parents are triple jabbed, and both need cataract surgery. First answer, after 62 years and two jabs, hubby was just diagnosed with a cataract. He also had six eye surgeries thus far and bleeding behind the cornea.
Six.
He also had Bell's palsy after the jabs.
Six.
Six surgeries six. Thus far for bleeding behind the cornea. Someone else says, my dad as well. His eyes at his last checkup in 2021 didn't have cataracts, and he had his booster in October 2021. By February of this year, he was saying everything was looking gray. Saw the eye doctor 2 weeks ago, and his cataracts are severe now. Another person says, a lady I know had one of her retinas detached right after. And someone else says,
how
that happened
that
to two
be?
People I know.
Two?
I have heard that from multiple people now. That I don't know if...
Well, that's blindness. You were blind.
Yeah. Yep. Another one says, I know someone, too, day after the second shot, AstraZeneca. Another one says, a young friend is now blind after the second poke, had great eyesight until the day of the poke. And the last person says, yes, I know someone. He even had surgery in February and could see after his a bit, not the greatest, after surgery because he was pretty blind. But after talking to his wife, my dear friend, just yesterday, he cannot see anymore. Another girlfriend of mine, 16-year-old daughter, took a shot at the high school last May and went blind and was paralyzed for two full days. She got a bit better in February, but then in February, she couldn't see very well again. She is also twitching a bit now.
These are our children.
Yeah.
And we have no advocates for under fives who are going to be injected with these killers. No, the kids aren't. We're not going to hear anything about it. We won't hear. Died suddenly. Died unexpectedly. Died after a short illness. Read your obituaries. You'll see them. It's in there. People are dying like flies, and it's picking up momentum.
Yeah. Yep.
God. All right. Next up, you're the waitress. What are we served up next here?
Oh, okay. How about cancer?
All right. Now, remember what Dr. Blaylock said. He nailed it. No immune system. Cancers of all kinds are going to rage. All right, here's the first one. Somebody close to me is being investigated for CTCL. That's a rare blood cancer. They are in their late 50s. Four shots. This makes me so sad. Anyone else have a similar story? Second entry. There does appear to be an increase in cancer diagnosis or resurgence after the shots due to shot-induced immune suppression. Yes, well, let's just call it AIDS. And someone else says they had four shots. There's the first one. Go ahead.
Okay, someone else says, after the second shot, my mom got spotting and was diagnosed stage 4 uterine cancer. Healthy otherwise, now with a terminal illness, someone is going to pay. And to that,
sounds
someone
like a
says,
death
today,
threat to me.
Today, just heard a friend took the fourth shot. Suddenly, after like 20 years, she had melanoma back, and it's all through her lymph nodes. Another friend just lost his son, age 30, died in his sleep. Trudeau and Tam are murderers. And someone says, time to shout from the rooftops for those who are still able.
It's incredible. All right, here's more. Three of my aunties, three shots each, have breast cancer now. The gynecologist said this was common with all three shots. Why the silence then? One of my aunts will do the experimental treatment, not sure which one. Doctor admitted in that one, though. That was interesting. Stephanie says, or somebody says, common after three shots. So the gynecologist admits the shots cause cancer. And someone else comes back. The one from Quebec seems so. But my mother told me I am non-vax, so my family doesn't talk to me anymore. So I don't know. Oh, they got it so wired. Go ahead.
Okay, another cancer story.
Oh, this is a killer. I remember this one.
Yeah. My nan suddenly passed away in January, 2 days after having the Pfizer vax. My nan had previously had cancer, and it was under control. She was well within herself. She had actually caught COVID the previous July on a ward she was on and only had a little cough, as she put it, but recovered absolutely fine. After she had the vaccine, I remember she just sounded so out of it and slurring her words and really tired. She was in a care home at the time, so I checked someone was keeping an eye on her, which they was. I remember feeling really concerned after speaking to her, and I thought it's too much of a coincidence that she's only just had her vaccine. Unfortunately, she did die. So not only did COVID rob me from seeing my nan last year of her life, but it feels the vaccine actually took her life. I'm not sure what's on the death certificate, but I have a feeling they will blame the cancer for her death.
Well, we've said it time and time again. Once they have AIDS or a collapsed immune system, and they're going to try and blame it on HIV, they're going to have endless plausible deniability. No, she died of cancer. What are you talking about? Nothing to do with the shot.
Yeah.
We gave her her third, fourth, fifth, and sixth within 2 hours, but had nothing to do with the shots. This is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
It's maniacal. Okay, next.
Has anyone else heard of cervical cancer cells appearing not even after a full year of after two shots? It does not run in my family, and unfortunately my sister took her shots, and they just found cancer cells after she noticed her period being very abnormal. Luckily, they found it early, so she should be okay. Someone says, yes, cancer rate is spiking. I know several who got cancer after the jab and were perfectly healthy prior.
See, this is... all of you understand this is a tsunami of death. You're getting a little teeny view of it, and it's only going to get worse. These people aren't getting better. No one's getting over these horrific things that they're coming down with after their shots. They're just dying quietly, fading away, and then their loved ones don't post on these forums anymore. They're replaced with somebody else.
Yeah,
I'm glad you're there because they do give some people a little, I guess, consolation. Crippled?
Sure.
All right, these are... Oh, man. Come
on. Yeah, that's more of a photo journal. This is number two. You can do number two.
Wait, I'm on the wrong one. Okay, number...
Or number one. Number one and number two, number three, yeah.
All right, number one. COVID-19 vax victims and their families. My eldest daughter is a dental nurse. She's 36. She got the AstraZeneca jab 6 weeks ago. She was quite ill that night and hasn't been the same since. All sorts of things going on in her body. She is very lethargic ever since the jab. She is due for her next jab in September and said there is no way she will take the next one, job or no job. Groups like this are badly needed to spread the word. Indeed they are. And these people are ruined. They're just ruined. All right, number two. Get ready with number three.
Okay.
I hope I'm not writing something like this in 4 months' time when my son gets the vax when he reaches 16. There's nothing I can do to wake him up, let alone stop him. He says he doesn't want to know. My purpose being his mom and trying to protect him ends the day he gets the vax. Now, imagine being a mother and having to deal with that mentally and emotionally. Your child who you raised as a little baby, 2, 3, 4, had, you know, wonderful, priceless times with, and now the kid's 16, hormones have taken over, and you're toast. Screw you, Mom, I'm going to get the shot. My friends are all getting it. They wouldn't give it to us if it was bad. Charlie told me, and my boys, got swine flu vax over 10 years ago, and were sick ever since. I remember when some school chap called me a liar because both my boys were sick so much and missing school a lot of the time. At the same time, they had trouble breathing. Please keep trying to talk him out of it. He's talking about the mother with the 16-year-old. Those shots are poisonous. I hope the truth will be known to everyone soon. I pray about it every day. Charlie writes, I've been trying since last year. I tried to bribe him with £4,000 yesterday. He threw it back at me, saying how insulting. He's going to go ahead and get the shot. He threw the £4,000 back at his dad. He says, I get that. I offered him the house, too. But nope, he's doing it to protect others, he says. His girlfriend has had the vax, and she's had a cold. He's had a cold. He thought it was coronavirus. I told him it doesn't protect anyone. Now his grandfather has a brain bleed, and when I said there could be a connection, he just flipped his... his dad...
Flipped out.
He flipped... That's what that is. S blank, 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 T. He flipped out. His dad had a bowel bleed, and his uncle's girlfriend has a gynecological bleed. But it still, he says, when somebody dies of the vax in the family, he'll rethink it. I told him that it's unlikely the hospital will admit to the death being related to the vax. I've lost interest in absolutely everything, my business, my home, everything, because if I can't protect my own child, then what is my purpose? It's a father talking. Somebody answered, I know the feeling. Their father, my ex-husband, has been bullying me and threatening me because we didn't take these current COVID shots. I've been trying so hard to protect my boys, them being already damaged from previous swine flu vaccines, because I trusted the doctors and the government back then. I have lost interest in everything also, just to keep my family alive. I am Julia, by the way. This profile is only cover-up to hide from Facebook, which keeps banning me for speaking the truth.
Yeah, a lot of people in that situation with their kids.
Go ahead. Number three. Is that number three?
Yeah, okay. My ex, and okay, the conversation continues. My ex said I needed help when I was looking into all of this. I'm not even sure where the truth is anymore. What if they're right and we need to get the vax? Well, I've got 4 months to get my house in order because I'm off to the pits of hell after my son has the vax. I've had enough. I don't know my arse from my elbow. I'm angry. I'm sad. I'm confused. There's no way my soul signed up for this effing hell. I'm going to close my business end of July, ready for the event in August. And the other one comes back and
says... That's the father again. That's the father talking again.
Right. The first one comes back and said, what if they're right? I have spent the last 10 years fighting for my life and helping my sons to get better. Look on my page. I share screenshots daily. How many people already died from these injections? It is poison. 100% sure and have every proof. People are fighting in courts for their dead and damaged loved ones as we speak. We are just being censored and not heard in public media outlets. I am 49 years old, a carer. My mother is a retired doctor. From all the life experience I have got, and with other thousands of victims, witnesses, medical staff resigning their jobs, I am telling you, it is indeed the genocidal, deliberate harm they are, the government, intending by these injections. There is absolutely no doubt about it.
Absolutely none. All right, we have a couple minutes. You want to grab another one? Blisters, whatever, I don't care.
Blame Oh, let's see. How about...
Falls, lungs.
Falls, how about... Oh, cervical cancer? No, we did that. Okay. Yeah. Okay, brain bleed?
Sure. Okay. A fortnight ago, it's about 2 weeks, I lost a close friend after I found out she was found at the bottom of the stairs. It turned out she had had a brain hemorrhage and spontaneous bleeding on the brain, and she died instantly. She was only 57, and she was fit and healthy. After speaking to a family friend who stated she'd previously spoken to her, she'd had the vaccine 2 days before she died. When she spoke to her, she was complaining about these very violent headaches that wouldn't shift. She never suffered from headaches before. Then, to find out 2 days later, this happened to her? It's so sad. I miss her so much. This is more than just a coincidence, and definitely think it has something to do with the vaccine. No, it has everything to do with the vaccine.
Mm-hmm.
Wow, thanks for putting these all together there. We should do this once in a while to honor these people, and that they have no voice.
Yeah, you're just not hearing it. You know, mainstream media is not reporting it. Even the alt media isn't really getting into it.
Yeah, they're
shilling these so-called cures and remedies.
Alfalfa baths.
Oh, a cup of your own.
That too. Yep, put some lemons in it and ice cubes and you'll never know the difference. This is going to be a horrific journey, friends, and I hope all of you out there, even our vax listeners as well, we just pray that there'll be something that comes along that can make your lives better somehow. Thanks, everybody. Thanks, Erica.
Okay, thanks, Jeff. Good night, everyone.
And I second that, and we'll be back tomorrow night. Take care.